¿Por qué hay cuatro evangelios? ¿Qué pasa con los bebés que mueren antes de nacer? ¿Qué significa temer a Dios? Respuestas bíblicas a preguntas difíciles se encuentran en la edición de agosto de The Lutheran Witness, una revista de la Iglesia Luterana, Sínodo de Missouri. Visite a cph.org/trylutheranwitness para una oferta especial, 6 ediciones para $6.99. The Lutheran Witness, interpretando a un mundo contemporáneo desde una perspectiva cristiana.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Wednesday afternoon, August the 2nd, we're broadcasting from the Old Latin School in Wittenberg, Germany. We're going to be talking about this facility. It's really a part of a bigger effort, and joining us to do so is Kristen Lang. She's Managing Director of the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg and the International Lutheran Center of the Old Latin School. Kristen, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the building that we're sitting in right now, an old building that looks pretty new. It's kept some of the old elements. Talk about the history of this place.
Yeah. Well, if you're hoping to take some Latin lessons, unfortunately, you won't get those here. But at one time, you could. Latin schools came out of the Reformation and were essentially what we'd call a grammar school. Everything was taught in Latin, and this was one for Wittenberg. It was a city school in Wittenberg, and it incorporated a lot of the reforms that Martin Luther, but more his right-hand man, Philip Melanchthon, that they developed through the Reformation. And what's so neat about this building right here that we're sitting in is that we look onto the city church in Wittenberg, St. Mary's City Church, and we look onto the Bugenhagen House. That one's fun to say. The Bugenhagen House is the first parsonage, as we would know it, or the first pastor's house. Prior to the Reformation, pastors didn't get married and have families. And the superintendent of the church, so whoever was the pastor of the city church, would live there. And they were responsible for the spiritual lives, essentially the spiritual life of the congregation. Well, since the Reformation, they were also in charge of looking over the students' lives. Post-Reformation, then, they were also responsible for supervising education. And so there was this big push through the Reformation to combine learning and faith. And pre-Reformation, the common person was not encouraged to read the Bible, was not encouraged to study the faith, to know what they believed. But that was a big push that you, as a Christian, as a lay member, you should know, and you could know, and you were encouraged to study Scripture, study the Bible, know what you're confessing. Think of Martin Luther in his small and large catechisms and how that was to aid the spiritual life of a Christian, and that not only church isn't the only place that you learn, but that you learn in the home as well, and that you learn elsewhere, all to encourage your faith.
Now, the actual facility has been modernized. Mm-hmm. But I understand that the undertaking to turn this very, very old building into a modern facility, it was huge. There's some pictures out there in the room behind me of things like human skeletons that were found on the grounds and things mm-hmm. like that. Talk about that process of making this someplace that can serve the 21st century.
Yeah. Well, this was built in 1564, first of all. So you have to really understand that we're dealing with 450 years of history, and it'd been used as a school, a printing house, a factory, and then it was empty. After the fall of communism, the fall of the wall, it was empty for nearly 3 decades. So a lot of dust and pigeon piles and what else collected here. And then in 2007, the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg, which is made up of the LCMS, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod back home, and our sister church here in Germany, the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church, or ZELC is the acronym, and Concordia Publishing House. Those three formed the ILSW and bought this building in 2007. Through much thinking and deliberating what should be here, through much prayer and through much support from congregations, from individuals, probably many of the listeners, enough funds were raised to renovate this building. And that was begun in 2013 and then was finished in 2015. And this was dedicated on May 3rd, 2015.
What happens here today?
Lots. I kind of think, what doesn't happen here? We have tons of visits and tours. Maybe your congregation has taken a Luther tour. Well, hopefully you've stopped here, or that you will stop here. We have a lot of people studying the Reformation, but then a lot of people just in Wittenberg for the history, they might have no contact with the church, and they come here and they see it's a historical building and they want to come in. Or we have a lot of locals in Wittenberg who saw this empty with broken windows and bars over the windows for 20 years, 25 years, and they come in. So lots of visits. We have a lot of chapel services and church divine services here as well. We even had a, from the local high school, which is the grandchild school of us, they came and local tour guide who specializes in Philip Melanchthon. He brought the students here, asked specifically if he could come here in our chapel and do a service as Melanchthon would have outlined it in a little lesson, kind of using the word or the alphabet and the writing and stuff, teaching them what it would have been in his day and how Melanchthon contributed in the place that was a direct follower of his reforms. So we've got all those visits as well as a bookstore, and through our services and conversations that with people who walk in, we just try to point to Christ.
So is it a couple hundred people a month? What is it like? What's the visitor number like?
This month in July 2017, we had nearly 1,000 visitors. We had 950 people come in here.
So this summer, it's the summer of 2017, mm-hmm. the 500th anniversary. How would you describe what it's like here in the International Lutheran Center at the Old Latin School during this summer?
It's busy. Those visits and tours, as well as conferences and classes, those are increased. We are able, with some volunteer pastors who come for a week at a time, we've been able to have open doors every single day except for Tuesday. So really there for people in and around Wittenberg. And with that, we've had so many different conversations open up. We've been able to have chapel services every day. Just today, about 2 hours ago, right here, we had Pastor Esket just finished a lovely devotion at the end of the day. And we turn around and there are two men standing there. One is a soon-to-be Lutheran pastor in the state church here in Germany. And the other is a Catholic priest. And the Lutheran one was saying, well, yeah, I know our church is pretty liberal, but he's more on the conservative. He said, I identify more culturally with the LCMS, and I wanted to show my friend that there are confessional Lutherans here.
Wow.
And he said, we saw you praying, and we wanted to come in.
And it was very fortunate that the fellow who's leading the service happens to be one of the very best pastors in the Lutheran Church, Missouri
Center. Yeah, my sister's pastor. Wonderful.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Old Latin School in Wittenberg, Germany, with Kristen Lang. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 2nd, broadcasting from the Old Latin School in Wittenberg.
When a Christian woman is critical of her own flesh, she holds her Creator in contempt.
Rose Adel, from her new book, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Our Heavenly Father knit us together in the womb. He did not do a bad job. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. That goes for everyone, including the one who thinks she's the ugliest of them all.
You can purchase and download Concordia Publishing House's new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically, at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on your favorite CPH Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Grace Lutheran, Henderson, Nevada. Faith Lutheran, Orange City, Iowa. Bethany Lutheran, Fairview Heights, Illinois. Bethlehem Lutheran, North Zulch, Texas. Risen Christ Lutheran, Arvada, Colorado. Trinity Lutheran and Grace Lutheran, Wichita, Kansas. Emmanuel Lutheran, Perryville, Missouri. Risen Savior Lutheran, Basor, Kansas. St. John Lutheran, Champaign, Illinois. Trinity Lutheran, Auburn, Nebraska. Holy Trinity Lutheran, Columbia, South Carolina, Grace Lutheran, Elgin, Texas, Gethsemane Lutheran, Marion, Ohio, and St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes a congregational sponsor, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. On this Wednesday, August the 2nd, we're broadcasting from the Old Latin School in Wittenberg, Germany, talking about this facility with Kristen Lang, Managing Director of the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg and the International Lutheran Center of the Old Latin School. Kristen, one of the things you didn't mention before the break, but I'd like you to talk a little bit about, is that this is kind of a place to stay, too. Mm-hmm. It's not just a visitor center. It's a place where people can come and stay and, as you say, worship and form those relationships and study and do all that kinds of things.
Yeah, one of the big purposes and of this and projections when coming up with what this would be is a conference center or a classroom center, a place for people studying the Reformation to really get to know it, to stay here, not just come for 3 hours and race through the Luther House and City Church and Castle Church, but to actually stay and study all the places of the Reformation, read Luther, meditate on it, have chapel, start the day and end the day in prayer. And so we have 12 rooms, actually. We can hold up to 2 dozen people at a time. And we've had many conferences, we've had meetings, we've had an STM extension course led by Dr. Rast from Fort Wayne. One of the things I've seen in just my year and a half here is I see some of the same figures coming back. And these are people from oftentimes very, very small minority confessional churches in their countries. If you think of Scandinavia, Finland, Sweden, those come to mind. And these people, there might be only a few congregations in their whole church body. And they can come here for a conference or for a retreat or for meetings. We had pastors from Istanbul. This was the first time they had to meet in a year. They came here. And I see them being built up. And by being here and being able to, again, like I said, to worship and reflect and to learn from each other and grow in God's word, they can then take that back to their countries. And that is just beautiful to see.
One of the things we heard from Dr. Al Culver just mm-hmm. a few minutes ago on the program was that here in the state of Germany, I think single digits of people have any real association with the church any longer, even though there is a state church. And many people coming here to Wittenberg think they're going to come to, because it is the land of Luther, they're going to think they're coming to the land of Lutherans. But that's not really what this city and this country is so much anymore, is
right.
it?
Right. No, sadly no. And I, growing up in the Midwest in the LCMS, I used to think that as well, but unfortunately quite different. Many people say, oh, I grew up during the DDR, I don't have anything to do with the church. But then I've had the instance where I was talking with an atheist, just a very nice conversation, and found myself describing vocation. You know, he asked if I was homesick. I said, no, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing back in Kansas. And it was Luther's idea of vocation, but just talking about it simply and not saying, oh, this is a big theological thing, this is the church, you know, as they say, he said, oh, yeah, and was totally agreeing with it. So, yes, this culture is quite removed from the church. People, even if they do say they're, I've met someone who says he's Christian, but he was like, why do we go to church on Good Friday again? I don't know what happened. And so just really being a good neighbor and showing that Christians do live in the world, but we also center our lives around our faith and around Christ and the gifts that flow from him. That's a lot of what goes on here.
The location, you mentioned at the very beginning of our conversation, could not be better. I mean, it's like if we're talking in terms of American politics, it's like you set up shop across from the U.S. Capitol or something like that for all the people who want to come and experience what the center of U.S. government is about. And for the Reformation, as you said, I could almost reach out and touch the state church where Luther was the preacher there. Mm-hmm. What's the value of being in this place, in this little town, rather than off in a corner someplace?
Oh, the value is irreplaceable. Well, I see these tiny towns. I just was driving a little bit today and see these tiny towns. No one goes to them, but people do come here. And even if, well, unfortunately, a lot of them are looking at Martin Luther. But they're not looking at what Martin Luther was looking at or who Martin Luther was looking at. We are right next to the city church, and we have the beautiful thing. A lot of people come in here and see our crucifix that we have in our chapel. Beautiful woodwork done by a German woodworker. And so many people, Lutherans, non-Christians, Catholics, will say, well, isn't that Roman Catholic? And we say, no. Look in Luther's church. Luther is pointing to Christ. He's got his hand on the Bible, where his inspiration, where his facts, where his, where all good things flow from the scripture, and he's pointing to Christ. And we have the advantage of being a tourist town. People are coming here, but oftentimes they're not getting Jesus. They're getting Luther, and Luther would probably roll over in his grave down the road if he knew that.
So make the case here. Why is it so important for biblical confessional Orthodox Lutheranism to have a foothold? And that's what this is, a foothold, a foot in the door in Wittenberg, in the land of Luther.
We can't let it go. We can't let it go. And as we talked about, there are so few people who know really anything about the church or associate themselves with the church. And you have to build up relationships, especially here in Germany, being a good neighbor. And you have to, through the conversation, that's where the Holy Spirit works. And so now having this permanent presence, we're not a tent that's going to be torn down in September when this exhibition's over. We're going to always be here, and people know that and are starting to see that and coming in and experiencing that for themselves.
It's not just here for 2017. Mm-mm. Folks, you can find out more about the International Lutheran Center of the Old Latin School in Wittenberg, Germany, at our website, issuesetc.org, and the International Lutheran Society. Issuesetc.org, click Listen on Demand. Kristen Lang is managing editor of the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg and the International Lutheran Center of the Old Latin School. Kristen, thank you very much for being our guest.
Glad to have you here.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Pastor Christopher Eskid in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. The benefits of the Lord's Supper, according to Martin Luther, will be the subject. He is pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, and 6th Vice President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're broadcasting from the Old Latin School in Wittenberg, Germany. We'll be back for Hour 2 next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.